Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Again, we see the waters of Egypt turn into blood here. Thus saith the Lord, and this shall thou know that I'm Lord. Remember, Moses wouldn't, or Pharaoh wouldn't let the people go. Okay. I will smite with the rod that is in my hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to blood. And the fish that is in the river shall die, and the river shall stink. And the Egyptians shall loathe to drink of the water of the river. Well, verse number 20. The last part of that verse, in the sight of Pharaoh and the sight of his servants, and all his servants and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. And I love this next verse. And the fish that was in the river died, and the river stank. I love that word, stank. I'm white. It's something funny, but man, that stank. Okay. And the Egyptians could not drink of the water of the river, and there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. I take this very literally. In Egypt, that God turned the water to blood. Back in Revelation chapter number 16, verse number 3, again, I take it very literally that he turns the oceans of the earth into blood. And you thought that those rivers turned into blood in Egypt because all the fish died, and it stank? Can you imagine the smell? It would be horrendous. We went to, you ever been to, I like going to the beach every once in a while. Matter of fact, our DJ and Tiffany's at Cocoa Beach. Other people, we got a lot of people at beach this weekend. Archie and them and others went to the Keys. Chad and all them kids down there at the Keys and enjoying the beach. You ever been to the beach where there's a red tide? You talk about nasty, stinking. And I learned something. Last time we went time before last. It's been a year or so. I was recovering from surgery and someone was so good about letting us stay in their place right on the beach in outside, what was it? Wasn't Treasure Island, but on that side anyway, for a week, and I'm recovering from surgery. And I'd go outside and my eyes would burn. Why is my eyes burning? And I'm walking on the beach, and I shouldn't say this, with Latrice, and there were some people with masks on. Of course, this was last year. COVID was kind of out of the picture. But anyway, I'm thinking, you're out. And I kind of made in fun of them, like, you know how you're joking, you know. You walk by. I said, here you're out on the beach and nobody around you are wearing a mask. Well, hey, had to eat my words because we went back to the room. My eyes are burning. And we looked up. It was having red tide and there's some kind of dust in the air. And it goes in 10 miles inland that affected people with their eyes. I said, I'd say this. It's not going to just affect the sea of stinking. I imagine people's eyes are going to be burning. I don't know. You know, mine did, and you had to put Visine and stuff and all of my. It's going to affect the seas. So we see the results in sores. Number two, we see it reaches the sea. Then we see the third vial. It revenges the saints. Look in verses number 4-7. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and the fountains of water, and they became blood. Now notice, now this is the fresh water. The second angel was the salt water. Now this is the fresh water, the rivers, the lakes, the streams, the fountain, everything on the earth that was fresh water. The rivers and fountains of water, and they became blood. Verse number 5. And I heard the angel of the water say, the one who poured the vial upon the water, say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was and shall be, because thou hast judged that thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and of prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. So we see this third vial, it revenges the saints. Remember back in the book of Revelation, it talked about how in Revelation 6, turn me to Revelation 6, if you will, real quick, Revelation 6. At the beginning of the tribulation period, and the martyrs and all are being killed, and the fourth horseman had come through, and in Revelation 6:10, these that are being killed, slain with sword and hunger and death and all, Verse number 10, and they cried out with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren, those who were following them, should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. The cry is, how long, O Lord, till you revenge us? Well, here we go. This third angel, he pours out and he that vial upon the fresh water, and he says this, verse number 5, thou hast judged thus, thou art righteous, for they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou have given them the blood to drink, for they are worthy. God answers their prayers. Lord, when are you going to revenge us? Well, just rest a little while. Well, we see that taking place here. Galatians 6:7. We know what that says. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For years, they were looking for blood, taking blood. I mean, just bloodthirsty people, killing folk and all. And God said, well, you want blood? You ask for it, you got it. Romans 12:9. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. And the thing, what we see here in verse number 5, says, thou art righteous because thou hast judged thus. Literally, they deserve this, their due reward. We read another in verse number 7, it says, true and righteous are thy judgments. So God is judging this world, these people who had killed the prophets and God's people, and they said, true and righteous are thy judgments. They deserved it. Now, notice we're not doing this. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. We leave it up to God. He knows how to take care of it better than we do. There's a whole lesson we can learn from that one, okay? But I want you to notice that that Jesus, God himself, now is pouring out his wrath upon mankind, upon the land, upon the seas, and upon the rivers. And it's interesting, and he has given them blood to drink. All the fresh water we get from the aquifers and all, they can't escape it. Somehow they're trying to filter this blood out. I don't know how this is going to work. I'm glad I ain't going to be here. Somehow they're going to be drinking this. The Egyptians had to. We read that with the blood in Egypt. They had no choice. Well, remember what I just mentioned last week about a fella who thought they were going to live through this time period? Remember I mentioned that? And I said, if I really believed that, I would fill my house up with Vienna sausages, with crackers, and bottled water. I'll just leave it alone. Okay. But anyway, I believe exactly what the Bible says. Has given them blood to drink, for they're worthy. For they're worthy. Even so, Lord God Almighty, verse number 7, true and righteous are thy judgments. It's interesting. 7 times in the book of the Revelation is Jesus called Lord God Almighty. 7 times. And this is one of them. And then the last one I'll get to, because we're running out of time, is the fourth angel. The results in scorching. We see the results in sores, the reaches the sea, the revenges of the saints, the results in scorching. The land was affected, the sea was affected, the rivers, the fresh water is affected. And here now the sun is affected. Verses 8 and 9, quickly, I'm going to have to close. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun. And power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. You think we have global warming now. I have that written on my... Baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. We read later, I won't have time, but it talks about Malachi in Malachi 4:1, Isaiah 24:6, 1 and 6, and Isaiah 30:26, where he's going to make the sun 7 times hotter. And it's going to literally burn men. And in Isaiah 24:6, it says, there's just a few men left by the end of the tribulation period. There's just a few people left. God turns up the heat. Literally, he scorches the earth.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us this Sunday, July 10th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear special guest speaker, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. He'll be with us Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. You won't want to miss it. We'll be having dinner on the grounds immediately following the service. So come hear Sheriff Grady Judd at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.